Are you married to an unbelieving husband? Do you so desire your family to be led by a man of God? Are you struggling with an internal conflict to leave the marriage because you assume your husband will never develop a relationship with Christ? Well, I will list four Bible verses that will benefit a married woman of God that desires to see her husband come to faith in Christ. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Number one, the first important point to remember as you go through your season in your marriage with your unbelieving husband that does not yet possess faith in Christ is to never assume that he will never in the future obtain faith in Christ. A Bible verse that you can meditate on, and this verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 16. How do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? Etch this verse into your consciousness. Keep it on the forefront of your mind. Let this verse influence your attitude as you live with your husband. It should cause you to remember to maintain a positive outlook on the future. Because there is hope that your husband will one day be saved by God's grace in the future, and that will be your legacy to children and grandchildren. They will say that, Mom never gave up. She kept on praying. She maintained her faith. She was persistent. And God, who looks down upon his saints, rewarded our mom in his timing. And Dad changed. He became a man of God. He was blessed to have a wife like our mother, number two. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husband so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Reading from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Meditate on this passage from the book of 1 Peter. Use this Bible passage as a motivating factor for you to set the example in the family of what godly behavior looks like. So even if your husband does not listen to sermons or read the scriptures, yet he will see the scriptures being lived out daily in your life, and that will influence him. Number three, respect. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Reading from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. No matter where your husband is at in life, despite his circumstances, despite his behavior, respect him for the Lord's sake. In doing so, you are serving your Savior, and you are reminding your husband that grace is present in your life. Grace is available in his home. His behavior may not have earned your respect. However, grace is something you do not earn. And since you have been granted unmerited favor by Christ, and so be Christ-like, reflect your Lord's character and do the same. Show grace to your husband. Be graceful and respect him. Your respect will go a long way for him and your children. The final verse, number four. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Reading from the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Etch this verse in your consciousness and keep it on the forefront of your mind, that if you have prayed for your husband's salvation, then believe it to be so, have faith. Rest assured that you are a daughter of God Almighty. There is nothing impossible for your Father. There is nothing too difficult for God. Be pleasing to your Master by keeping the faith. He will reward you. Trust and believe. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please share it with a friend or loved one. Thanks for listening. May God keep you. Goodbye.